ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 39 टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। This chapter is entitled as Akrura's Vision. Yasya Anuraga Lalitasmita Valgumantra Leelavaloka Parirambhana Rasagoshta Nitaha Sma क्षणम् इवा क्षणदा विना तम् गोप्यः कता नतितरेम तमो दुरंता यस्यानुराग ललितस्मित वल्गुमंत्र लीलावलोक परिरंभण रासगोष्ठा नीतास्मन क्षणम इव क्षणदा विनाता गोप्यम कथम न अतितरेम तमो दुरंता यस्यानुराग ललितस्मित वल्गुमंत्र लीलावलोक परिरंभण रासगोष्ठा नीतः स्मन क्षणमिव क्षणदा विनाता गोप्या कथम त्व अतितरेम तमो दुरंता यस्यानुराग ललितस्मित वल्गुमंत्र लीलावलोक परिरंभण रासगोष्ठा नीतः स्मन क्षणमिव क्षणदा विनाता गोप्यः कथम् न्व अतितरेम तमो दुरंता
Mataji's.
Yeah.
Yasya, whose Anuraga, with loving affection, Lalita, charming, Smita, where there were, smiles, Valgu, attractive, Mantra, intimate discussions, Leela, playful, Avaloka, glances, Parirambhana, and embraces, Rasa, of the Rasa dance, Goshta, to the assembly, Nithasma, who were brought, Na, for us, Kshanam, a moment, Iva, like, Kshanadaha, the nights, Vina, without, Tam, him, Gopyaha, O gopis, Katam, how, no, indeed, Atita Rema, will we cross over, Tamaha, the darkness, Durantam, insurmountable, translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When He brought us unto the assembly of the Rasa dance, where we enjoyed His affectionate and charming smiles, His delightful secret talks, His playful glances, and His embraces, we passed many nights as if they were a single moment. O gopis, how can we possibly cross over the insurmountable darkness of His absence? Purport. For the gopis, a long time in Krishna's association passed like a moment, and a single moment in His absence seemed like a very long time. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantika Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalan Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vidamsh Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishe Shushunyavadi Vashchatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vishchakripa Sindhubhya Vachapatita Nampavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश्या गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, we are in the heart of the Bhagavatam, wherein the gopis are expressing separation from Krishna, and therefore Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, this is Viraha Gita, that how they are able to express that Krishna is still there. He has not gone to Mathura, but it's already decided now. Krishna is about to move. And so, they start expressing to each other, the gopis of Vrindavan, about their affection to Krishna. And that shows the power of bhakti, you know, loving affection to Krishna. Now, of course, gopis are not ordinary living entities. In fact, their expansion of Srimati Radharani. But it also indicates the power of a pure living entity in its full potential, how much power he has to love Krishna, how much he can experience separation from Krishna. And this also shows how much we are forgotten Krishna. It doesn't matter whether we remember Krishna or not. Life goes on, you know. That the living entity which is full of knowledge, full of bliss, full of eternity. No, again in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya told, Jivara Swarupo Nityara Krishnadas. That Jiva Swarupa is always servant of Krishna. That is his constitutional nature. Raso Vaisaha, you know, is from that soil where there is eternal nectar flowing. But just see how a living entity, because of his tatastha nature, when he has the choice to be with Krishna, he can experience and express the way the gopis are experiencing. And when he makes the choice of not being with Krishna, then he raises question, does God exist? And therefore, Gopinath has to conduct so many Gita courses. You know, does God exist? With so many reference point, logically, philosophically, scripturally, and a little forcefully also, no? That one has to establish the existence of God. So how far the living entity go from one extreme to another extreme? So therefore, you know, the whole culture of human existence, as Prabhupada repeatedly speaks in his books, you know, how do we come back to remembering Krishna? How do we experience Krishna? He gives a lifestyle which was designed by the great rishis. If you want to understand the full potential of human being, then there has to be a lifestyle which is continuously faithfulness. Somebody was saying, sahakaratmak jivan shraddha ko badati hai. Sahakar, yani ke wherever there is cooperation, the very principle of cooperation leads to what? That I believe you, I trust in you. One cannot cooperate with other person unless there is a trust. Without trust, one cannot. There has to be that element of trust. Just like a baby naturally puts trust in her mother. If that trust is not there, from the very beginning, only start questioning, pata nahi doodh hai ke poison hai. So then, he cannot drink the milk. But at the same time, if there is no sahakaratmak jivan, then there is, agar spardatmak jivan ho, to vaha samshay ho jata. The competition leads to always doubt. He is up to what? He is going to destroy me. So when somebody is raised in this kind of surrounding, continuously conflict, competition, you know, I am there to destroy you, you are there to destroy me, as Gita explains in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The demonic tendency is what? Is to see everybody is against me. As Hiranyakashipu saw, he could not see his own son to be his cooperative, you know, personality. He is against me. He is threatening me. He is threatening my existence. Therefore, for Hiranyakashipu, when he saw Krishna also, he said, what kind of animal is this? And for Prahlad, even in Hiranyakashipu, he could see Vishnu. When Hiranyakashipu asked that question to Prahlad, he said, hey, where do you get your power from? What is the source of your power? Prahlad said, my dear father, from the very source where you get. He could not see any conflict. So we see, you know, the theology of Krishna consciousness is connected to the lifestyle of a person. Otherwise, it continues to remain a theory. And when it continues to remain a theory, there is a continuous conflict. Does it make sense? Will it ever happen? You know, will I ever become Krishna consciousness? Now, one who is living a sahakaratmak jivan, I remember Bhurijan Prabhu, one time he was mentioning to some of our managers, He said to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said it is very easy for somebody who has received that affection from the surrounding. If the superior people like parents, you know, the surrounding people are given that affection, he said very easy. Because what is the experience? The experience is that those who are superior can be trusted. Those who are superiors can give love. Those who are superiors can sacrifice for me. So when we talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how much love he can offer to us. Like recently one brahmachari was mentioning a very nice point. You know, he said, he asked in his brahmachari class, he said, if something goes wrong in your life, right, you are asked to leave the temple, you make some mistake, where do you go? Where do you go? First place, where do you think of going? Especially for Indian brahmacharis. Everybody said, ghar pe jayenge maa ke paas. That was a clear answer. We'll go back to our mother. Why? Because you know for sure, however much you have troubled them, if there is a trouble in your life, the only shelter you experience, go back to your mother. So he was mentioning, if a mother of this world can provide unconditional affection, even though the child has rebelled against the mother, just extend his affection to the Supreme Mother, Krishna. His mother, therefore, Tukaram Maharaj says, Vittalai. You know, he addresses Krishna also as mother. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhar. And what is that mother's quality? That you come to me, however you are, whatever background you have, however madness you have exhibited against me, however you have denied my existence, but if you come to me, like one poet says, that a son goes to attack his mother because there is a property dispute. And he takes an axe. He wants to kill his mother. But as he goes to attack his mother, suddenly he drops that axe at his very foot. And he hurts himself. And he calls out, "Ai!" You know. That is natural, he calls out. And who comes to nourish him? The mother only comes. Mother comes and nourishes. That is Krishna. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, when we experience that kind of shelter, then understanding Krishna's affection is not at all difficult. It's very easy. If that is not experienced, then has to be continuously philosophical, you know, push. That Krishna is the Lord, Krishna is affectionate, Krishna is very sweet. Like another devotee was mentioning, you know, actually when you interact with devotees, you know, the knowledge of scripture becomes substantial not because we read scriptures. It is important that we read. But knowledge of scripture becomes substantial when you hear from other devotees their thought about what they understand. You know, when they read Krishna's philosophy. So you are sharing from another person's perspective. He said, this man was extremely devoted to the Vedic culture. He wrote a lot of books about it. But because in his life he saw so much of suffering for himself and for those who are surrounding him. Genuinely saw suffering. And because of that suffering, he said, one aspect, one kind of lifestyle shows there is God. He says when somebody goes and takes bath in Ganga, Ganga does purify. The power of Ganga is very purifying. She purifies. But the same time in that very Ganga when he goes to take bath, there is sometimes the crocodile also. He catches and kills him. Ye kya cheez hai? Ek jagah mein wo shuddh bhi ban raha hai. Aur dusre wahi Ganga mein uska jaan bhi ja raha hai. So the existence of God and non-existence of God is simultaneously existing. No? That is not possible. God is existing. Non-existence of God is my impurities, my experiences. It is not that God is existing and non-existing. We cannot have this. One cannot have conflict. One cannot have a partnership with demons and divine people also. Aap bhi mere mitro aur aap bhi mitro. मैं गाय को काटता भी हूं और गाय का दूध भी पीता हूं. No, contradictory things cannot stay together. You know, cleanliness and dirt, they cannot coexist. We cannot say, you know, sabke saath saman drishti se rehna chahiye. No, it is not possible. So here the conflict is God exists because Ganga does purify, but God does not exist because Ganga also kills people. Yeah, Ganga takes people. When people go to Kumbh Mela, we see so many people stampede, you know, people get drowned in Mother Ganga, and because of the cold during the winter season in Magh month, you know, a lot of people get diseased also. That does not prove non-existence of God. No. The existence of God continues to remain. So therefore here, if you study Kamsa, the whole background to this story is that Kamsa, why did Akrur come in the first place? Who was responsible for Akrura coming to Vrindavan? Now gopis are very innocent. No, they don't go and study all the history. Chalo Google karte, dekhte kya actually hua. So Narad Muni was the one who came to Kamsa and very bluntly he told Kamsa, actually Kamsa, Krishna and Balaram are the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And they are the one who are responsible, who will be responsible for your death. And Narad Muni walked away. Actually, Chanakya says one of the name of Narada is Pishuna. Pishuna ne ke jhagda lagane wale. But why? For a higher reason. You know, just to increase speed of the whole process of establishing dharma. So after saying this, Narad Muni, he went out. This was after the death of Aristasur. When Kamsa got to know, actually Krishna and Balaram are the sons of Vasudeva and Devaki. So he became very angry, immediately called for servants. He said he wanted to kill Vasudeva and Devaki. Narada Muni said, hey, that's not a problem. Problem is not Vasudeva and Devaki. Problem is Krishna and Balaram. We have to do something about them. So then, Kamsa called for Chanur and Mustik and he said, look, that I'm going to invite Krishna and Balaram and you should kill. There was no duplicitous behavior on part of the Kamsa, very clear. He had a clear agenda. He said, I'm going to invite them and you have to kill them. And then he sent Vyomasura and Keshi demon. Keshi and Vyomasura came to Vrindavan meanwhile, hoping that they could kill Krishna and Balaram. And then he called Akrur. And he told Akrur, look, Akrur, you should go and bring Krishna and Balaram. I'm going to organize this Dhanur Yagya. And this Dhanuryagya will offer animal to Lord Shiva. And through Chanur and Mistuk, I am going to kill Krishna and Balaram. Therefore, you bring them here. He spoke very clearly. After killing Krishna and Balaram, I will kill Vasudev. After killing Vasudev, I will kill all the members of Dasharas. And then Yadavas, everybody I will kill. Bhojakas and Vrishnis. And then I will kill my father also, who is still attached to being a king. Then I will kill his brother also, Devaka. And in this way, killing everybody, you know, I got friendship with Jarasandha and Sambara and Narkasura. All these people will help me to become the monarch. I'll be the emperor of the entire earth planet. Can you imagine? There is no confusion about in his thought process. It is not, should I do this, should I do that? No. There is no confusion. So Akrura heard this from Kamsa. And Akrura, what can he do now? When you are helplessly working for someone whose philosophy is totally against your philosophy, but you have no other choice, you are helpless. So some other indirectly Akrura said something. He said, my dear Akrur, your plan is very good, but life is, you know what, one should not be attached to the results of one's activities. You could be successful, you could be failure also. Only that much he said. He could not speak more than that. Otherwise his life will go first. So then from there Akrura came to Vrindavan. And what was his heart? Of course Akrura offered beautiful prayers. He was in ecstasy. But one very important principle Akrura says that Krishna will know me. He will understand my heart. He will not doubt my intentions. Since he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be no confusion about what is my actual intention. I am working for Kamsa, but it is My physical body is working for Kamsa, as we discussed in one of last discussions. That many times, many people, you know, because of their material surrounding, which they don't want to be in, but they cannot come out of it. They are forced to be there. Akrura himself, who would want to work for Akrura, who is like regularly killing people? And how can you take job under him? How can your salary be pure? That money which Akrura was receiving from, and he was not ordinary, he was a Mahamantri. He's a big minister working for Kamsa. And Kamsa was very clear, he would not hide. You know, Mahamantri should actually know how many demons he has sent to kill people. Putana was sent to Vrindavan, she killed hundreds of children. And still Kamsa had people who were working under him who were actually pure. Akrura was working for Kamsa. But when he is coming to Krishna, what is his heart? Akrura says, very, very beautiful. Akrura says, Krishna will understand me. No. He will understand me, he will not misunderstand me. And we see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit, he is another devotee who is very soft in regards to, you know, being assertive about his identity. Whoever comes, you know, he will be nice to them because that was the culture. He cannot offend people. But unfortunately, what happens amongst the devotee circle, we propose everyone to have my kind of behavior only. You have to behave like this. This is the behavior which is established. Everybody has to behave same manner. We are not machines. It is not possible. You know, we see that in the school we create orderliness. How long? As long as the teacher is in the class. Once the teacher is out of the class, everybody becomes what they are. You know, somebody is doing artwork on their own, and somebody has to be everywhere. You know, he'll go and trouble those who are making artwork also. You know, so everybody start acting the way they are. That is actually a classroom. When the teacher is there, it is artificial classroom. You know, when the teacher is not there, then you see their real potential. Otherwise, all their potential is, you know, kind of pressed. Like yesterday, one devotee made a very nice point. Very beautiful point. He said, when the Pandavas, when they were incognito, you know, they had to be in incognito for 1 year. Now, you have to maintain your identity in such a way that nobody recognizes you. If you are recognized, then again 12 years and one more year, like this, the cycle will continue. Shakuni and Duryodhan wanted Pandavas to continuously, perpetually stay in the forest incognito. Stay in the forest incognito. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said a nice point. He said, Yudhishthira Maharaj did not say, Bhima, tu ye banja, main ye banunga, tu ye banja. He did not dictate anybody any terms. He asked, what will you do? And therein, he made a very beautiful point. He said, in that trying circumstances, their potential came out. What was their strength? It came out. And based upon their strength, they started thinking, I will choose this kind of role for myself. Yudhishthira Maharaj likes gambling, so he said, you know, I'll be the partner to Virat King. I'll entertain him. Bhima said, I like kitchen. I'll handle the kitchen. I'll be very happy being in the kitchen. Cooking bhi karunga. और उसको खाता भी रहूंगा. एंड अर्जुन, यू नो, वेरी युधिष्ठिर महाराज से व्हाट विल यू डू अर्जुन. एंड अर्जुन सेड, आई विल बिकम अ यूनक. एंड युधिष्ठिर हैज टीयर्स इन हिज आईज. ही सेड, माय डियर अर्जुन, यू नो, व्हाट इज योर पोजीशन? हु आर यू? यू आर द इटर्नल एसोसिएट ऑफ कृष्णा. यू आर नर. यू गॉट ऑल द डिवाइन वेपन्स. That your position is so great and you are willing to accept this position. But Arjuna said, don't worry. He said, I will entertain. And immediately Arjuna goes there and he is not feeling, अरे भी मैंने कपड़ा बदल, लोग कपड़े बदलने से उनको uncomfortable होता है. Branded कपड़ा नहीं है. एक कपड़ा बदलने से, they don't get their regular typical clothes. You know, then they create such a ruckus. If their clothes are not iron, they make others iron only, right? Uski istri kar dete. So much accustomed to conditioned life. Here Arjuna, he changed his body. He was such a great warrior. And what he became? He became a eunuch. It's a very interesting, but it said, don't worry. And immediately he came to Virata's kingdom, and he went into the quarters where all the girls were there, and he started teaching them dance. From being a warrior, that he was teaching a Bharatanatyam. Which manager can do like that? There is only specific role they can play. And Sahadev, he said, I'm very good with horses, my dear Yudhishthir. In fact, the horses are as dear to me as you are. You know, he stayed with the horses. He said, I'll take care of them. So they were princes, they were kumaras, they were kings. But at the same time, they had certain talents. And Nakula, either Nakula or Sahadev, one of them, he said, I'll take care of cows. Then he went to Goshala to take care of cows. So everybody chose their role according to where they were strong and they started contributing. So we see that. Why did I tell this story? Huh? Yeah, so the potential, you know, classroom where children behave like that. Why did I say that also? Yeah, Akrura's misunderstanding. Akrura's misunderstanding, you know, Akrura was, you are very clear. And sometimes you don't have that faith also. That Krishna, we always feel, you know, we want to act what we are not. Hoping that we can trick Krishna and trick Guru. Guru and Krishna understand. You know, they understand where we stand, what is our position. Therefore, honesty is a very important principle. So, why Akrura is able to be honest? Because he knows that Krishna will not misunderstand me. Again, it is based on somebody else only, somebody superior. If the superior personality always has doubting nature, then you become dishonest. Why? Because if I say something, then he will say something else. So better I don't say anything, rather I say something which will like by him. What is not about what I am. So Akrura is very clear, because he knows that Krishna will not misunderstand. Why will not misunderstand? Because he is the Supreme Personality of God. It is there as the Paramatma in everybody's heart. He will not misunderstand me. Same thing with, I was talking about Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is a very soft-hearted. Anybody can go and say anything to him. It's not that he accepts their wrong philosophy, but he cannot disrespect. On the other hand, Jagdanand Pandit, he can chastise Lord Chaitanya also. Damodar Pandit, he can chastise Lord Chaitanya also out of affection. And Kaviraj Goswami glorifies all these qualities. He glorifies Jagdanand Pandit, he glorifies Gadadhar Pandit, he glorifies Damodar Pandit, he glorifies, you know, Ramanand Roy also, who goes around and massages dancing people. There are varieties of people, but all that variety is centered around worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what happens with devotees sometimes? Gadadhar Pandit had this problem, you know, because Vallabh Bhatta is coming and is superimposing on me. Maine likha hai, suno, suno, sometime people come, you know, I have written a poem for Krishna, can you hear? Now if the poem, if it is not based upon philosophy, the philosopher says, isme na itne itne siddhant ka problem hai. We discourage people. At the same time, we can't accept it also. Life is not always clear, black and white. So Gadadhar Pandit had that problem, but he was very clear. He said, Lord Chaitanya, understand my heart. He understands my heart. That I am, though, even though I am talking to Vallabha Bhatta, you know, I am interacting with him, he is imposing me, and he was also reading Krishna Lila only, but some of Mahaprabhu's followers were not appreciating, because they felt that Vallabha Bhatta is being too arrogant. Then you would go to Gadadhar Pandit. Where do you go when nobody accepts you? You go to the softest guy, you know, who is nice to you, who is friendly to you, and then he will be nice to you. And if you are nice to him, then others, those who are very staunch, then they all bombard, you know, they become very heavy. This is life, is whether it is Lord Chaitanya's pastime or whether it is ISKCON pastime. No? Always it is there in this world. Akrura also same thing. Vibhishan also same thing. You know, Vidura also same thing. Bhishma Dev for that matter, what a life. No, what a life he had. That his selflessness, extreme degree of selflessness and complete devotion to Krishna was completely exploited. Can you imagine how much affection he has for the Pandavas? You know, by seeing Arjuna he cries. Such a large bodied warrior, you know, even Parshuram was not able to match. Of course, he can match, but he was not able to defeat Bhishma Dev. But Bhishma Dev's heart is so soft when he saw Arjun after 13 years in a distant, and Arjun was still, you know, dressed as, or rather he was a eunuch because he had a curse, but he could recognize and there was tears flowing from his eyes. That is Bhishma Dev. And same Bhishma Dev, he is standing on the battlefield facing face to face. Arjuna is there, Bhishma is there. And what are they doing? They are fighting against each other. And this war is not about, you know, they hate each other. When you hate each other, having war is no big deal. Arjuna loves his grandfather more than himself. And grandfather loves Arjuna more than he could love anybody else. But what the destiny has brought? The destiny has brought them to face each other on the battlefield. And it is not about tu baan do chod, maybe do chodta, or ritualistically we will complete the war. It's question of taking each other's life. It's question of shooting at each other. That is how destiny sometimes brings people, you know, the most favorite people coming together, but they're fighting like this. So that was Bhishma Dev's situation. Very loyal to Krishna's devotion, very loyal to Pandavas, but his complete body, with complete, you know, whatever potential he has to fight for Duryodhana. And Duryodhana is like a CEO, nasty CEO, no? There are good CEOs also. You know, nasty, say every day, say, hey, come on, why the hell you are not killing the Pandavas? He is doubting Bhishma Dev's, you know, credibility. He said, you know, you are not fighting for me. Every time Duryodhan questions Bhishma's, you know, loyalty. Physically, Bhishma is very loyal to Kauravas. But what can you do with his heart? His heart and his affection is completely loyal to the Pandavas. It is not easy, therefore Prabhupada said, it is not easy to be devotee of Krishna. Because most of the time you will be misunderstood also. And who? The most number of people who misunderstand a very nice devotee is not the outsiders. The most of the time the good devotee is misunderstood by those who are very close devotees only. Very close devotees. And that is very painful. That is extremely painful. And for Bhishma Dev, what was his good luck? His good luck was Pandavas never misunderstood him. No, they never questioned Bhishma Dev's affection for the Pandavas. Not even once there is this question. And Bhishma Dev also knew. And he knew Krishna would never misunderstand. Therefore, in the conclusion of the Mahabharata, no, sorry to bring Mahabharata in Gopi Leela, but no. But I can't help. Because wherever you find that substance, you know, of devotion, then you have to appreciate that. When Yudhishthira Maharaj came in, and what did he see? I'll come back to gopis. when Yudhishthira Maharaj came and saw inside, the Lord was sitting, you know, and he was meditating. It was complete rapt attention. He was gorgeously dressed, but he was in complete rapt attention. And Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, my dear Lord, what are you planning? Are you planning to take sannyas? You are going inside within yourself. And Krishna said, my dear Yudhishthira, how can I not be absorbed? He said, there on the battlefield, my devotee Bhishma is completely absorbed in me. He is so absorbed in me, he said, I have to meditate upon him. I cannot avoid meditating upon Bhishma Dev. I have to be meditating on Bhishma more than he is meditating upon me. Because I have to reciprocate. And then Krishna decided to come to Bhishma Dev. All confusions, all loyalty of Bhishma Dev, you know, disloyal, so-called loyalty to Kauravas, split personality in one sense, was all reconciled when Krishna came to Bhishma and he was there at the time of his death and gave him his darshan, allowed Bhishma to confess, allowed Bhishma to express, allowed Bhishma to remember so many things which was complete glorification of Krishna. And while fixing all the constellations, Bhishma was so expert, vastu fixed, graha fixed, everything was fixed. And then what he did? He remembered Krishna and he withdrew all his senses from everything else. Prabhupada beautifully defines, poetically defines, that one who spoke so many subject matter, one who fought in so many wars, you know, one who did so many things, he withdrew all his senses from all those activities and he completely focused on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, there was a complete lull. Just like when all the birds in the evening time, not in the midnight, you know, in the evening time, they come back to their nest and there is a complete lull. So similarly, Bhishma Dev achieved that perfection. So Akrura, he knows very well that Krishna will not misunderstand me. So if we misunderstand Krishna, thinking Krishna will not be merciful to me, then we don't have hope. But if we can be like Akrur, Krishna is there, Guru is there, he will not misunderstand me. And some close devotee friends, not all the devotees, you know, sometimes what happens, we want approval of everybody. वो क्या सोचेगा, ये क्या सोचेगा, ये क्या सोचेगा, हजार लोगों का सोच क्या है, अगर उनके सोच पे मैं जीऊंगा तो मैं सोच नहीं पाऊंगा, सोचना ही बंद हो, उसको कहते हैं डिप्रेशन. व्हाट इज डिप्रेशन? डिप्रेशन इज कॉज्ड बाय व्हाट अदर थिंग्स अबाउट मी. थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल ऑन माय फेसबुक, हाउ मेनी? 4000. व्हाट दे आर थिंकिंग? दे नॉट एनी थिंकिंग ओनली. एंड बिगर प्रॉब्लम इज दे नॉट थिंकिंग अबाउट मी, दे नॉट रिस्पॉन्डिंग टू व्हाट आई से. सो दिस काइंड ऑफ लाइफ, it is worse than working for Kamsa. Because if you work for Kamsa, you know, there is at least this understanding, okay, Krishna is there. Vidura knows, Bhishma knows, Krishna is there. So the gopis, you know, we'll come back to gopis. So then when Akrura came, Krishna asked him, what is the matter? How are our people doing? Nanda also asked the same question, how are our people doing? Then Nanda Maharaj said, you know, what is the point in asking this question when Akrura is a murderer? And Krishna also same thing. Afterwards he met separately. He said, what is the point in asking this question? As long as the disease of our family Kamsa is alive, he said, our people cannot be happy. There is no point in asking this question. Krishna asked this question based upon that culture. Kaise sab log? Parant uske baad, and after that, you know the reality. They cannot be happy. It is not possible. As long as this disease is living, it is not possible that our people will be happy. What is his plan? And Akrura did not hesitate to explain what Akrura had the plan. And he has come on behalf of Akrura to take Krishna to that very place where Akrura is trying to butcher Krishna and Balaram. Knowing very well that Krishna will not misunderstand. Krishna could have asked, "Acha, you know, you have come to take me there. In a very place where Kamsa is going to kill me, what kind of human being are you?" No, Krishna never raised that question because Akrura again had that confidence. Krishna will not misunderstand me. And he knew Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he will deal with this. Then he told, and then the whole episode is the discussion. In fact, the whole episode of Krishna moving out of Vrindavan is what constitutes Gaudiya Vaishnavism. You know? After that, they don't go out of Vrindavan only. No. Why? Because this act of Krishna going out of Vrindavan is what Lord Chaitanya came here. Right. To continuously contemplate. No. He came to experience, you know, what a concept. Even if you take as a concept, where do you get such a concept? The Supreme Personality of Godhead comes down to this material world. And why does he come down? He comes down to just to experience what gopis must have gone through. As Krishna, he can understand the heart of people. But he wants to experience. One is understanding and one is experience. To experience, you have to be that other party. So he came down and he experienced that. The entire life, you know, internally. And then same, you know, all the acharyas like Gaur Kishore Das, Babaji Maharaj, disappearance, you know. Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, you know, disappeared. What were they doing? Same thing. It was continuously, physically they were doing many things. But internally there was a continuous separation. And therefore we see the whole pastime of Vrindavan, it goes everywhere. It goes on the battlefield also. It comes to the Bhishma's passing away time also. He remembers that pastime. Because they constitute the highest kind of love exhibited by any devotee towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that becomes the ideal. That becomes an ideal concept of how one expresses their affection to Krishna. So gopis continue to perform their duties after the departure of Krishna from Vrindavan, you know, as nicely as possible on a physical level, but on the mental, emotional and consciousness level, you know, their mind, they speak this to Krishna. You know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur beautifully explains, they told, you are taking away our very eyes, you are making us blind. How can we see anything other than Krishna? These eyes have only seen Krishna. So that very eyes have gone. Wherever they see, they only see Krishna. Same thing in Ramayana also, when Lord Rama was moving out of Ayodhya, Dasharatha told Kaushalya, he said, I've lost, I've become blind. Because I've seen Ram, I continue to see Ram, now I cannot see Ram, so therefore my eyes have left me, they have gone. Wo nikal gaya. And the gopis say to Krishna, they said, my dear Lord, you are Govinda. Now you take our senses with you. Now since we belong to you, so you take our senses and yoke them to the mind of your bull of your mind. Yoke them to that. That's how they praise Krishna in the next verse, Govinda. And they say, you are Madhav. Why you are Madhav? You are Madhav because you are not our husband, Dhava. You are husband of Goddess of Fortune. And as husband of Goddess of Fortune, you have all the right to behave the way you want to behave with them because they are your property. But we are not your property. We are somebody else's property. And because we have somebody else's property, but still we have given our heart to you, it does not befit you killing us. That's a murder. That's a mass murder. And then they say, okay, forget about us. You know, who are we? We are ordinary people. At least your mother. You know, they remember Damodar. He said, your mother, you know what will happen to her? You know, you'll murder her. You'll become a matricide. You're a killer of your mother. So they try to, you know, tell Krishna about these things. But the Lord also exhibits his quality. What is his quality? Indifference. From this being Supreme Lord, as Krishna, he's with gopis, but as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he exhibits that indifferent qualities. And he moves on. Why? Because he had come to establish dharma. And there were so many flowers, one poet says, all devotees are like flower, a lotus flower. And Krishna is like the sun. Now the sun was there in Vrindavan and he made those flowers bloom very beautifully. And this flower will continue to bloom as long as the material creation will exist and beyond that also. The gopi love, the love of the Vrajvasis, is like a full blown flower. And now what is the sun? Krishna is gone. But the sun for that flower to remain continuously blown is that the sun of Krishna's remembrance. The sun of Krishna's separation. The sun of Krishna's constant meditation. The sun of Krishna's constant service. So that will continue to remain, you know, fully blown. And now that has to go out of Vrindavan. Go to Mathura. And then gopis say very nice point. Very beautiful point. They say, Krishna, now you are going to, they are talking among themselves. You are going to Mathura now. And in Mathura, everybody will be attracted to you. No. Basically, they are talking about, let everybody get your mercy. Once they see you, my Lord, the women of Mathura, and whoever sees you, they will be so madly attracted to you. Because that's Krishna's nature. So he has to bloom many, many flowers in Mathura, in Hastinapur. Hundreds of devotees were there. They have to be protected. And then there were so many other, you know, demonic people, they had to be killed. And to do that, Krishna allowed gopis to sacrifice. And he sacrificed himself. What a great sacrifice. Moving out of that place. So similarly, you know, I was just reading 10th canto It is so sweet. And I was thinking, all our acharyas, they could have simply be absorbed reading this and forgetting everything else. Yesterday somebody was mentioning in Bombay, you know, somewhere close by here, in Walkeshwar, very close to us, one Jain Muni fasted for 180 days, just drinking water. First he had planned for 100 days, then he said, aur karta rahunga. You know, hum log 80 minute ke bare mein sochte hain. 180 days he fasted, just with water. That means there is something which is experiencing to go through this process of, he first planned for 100 days, then he said, no, aur karta rahunga, I'll keep doing it. And he did it for 180 days, and he fasted. And we read in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, he would take just buttermilk. And the record nobody has kept. Whether it is 400 days, whether it is 500 days, whether it is 3 years, 4 years. And you take just 3 drops of buttermilk. And what would he say? He said, you know, I'm just enjoying my senses. When you would take that buttermilk. And next part would be complete absorption. You know, Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, they would just eat dirt. Just for the act of doing it. Khana hai na kuch. You know, that mechanistic activity has to happen. But they are not focusing on this eating or that eating. Eat something, whatever comes to your hand. It could be some cow dung, it could be some, you know, soil, it could be anything. Kaccha, chawal also. It is not artificially made. When we try to do it artificially, bhakti, we do not perform. No, we are not the doer. Basically, when that connection happens, then because of our absorption in Krishna, you know, then all the material things, they become automatically minimized. But when it is artificially done, then it creates simply a physical ailment. It becomes a physical problem. Because we think, we are the doer. I am the doer. I am chanting more rounds. You know, I am fasting. And based upon that, we may say, I am advancing in Krishna consciousness. No. Here we see all these acharyas. It's very natural for them. And they don't keep count. You know what? Every Ekadashi fast. No. It's happening for them. And they don't make an issue out of it. But till then, we are not on that platform. No, we are told, perform your sadhana. Live a life in such a way. You know, keep Krishna in the center in a very organized way, like our Shaman Prabhu was mentioning, kam se kam din mein 3 bar consciously, you know, 3 sandhya, remember Krishna. If you can do that, slowly, by Krishna's grace, and having that faith, Krishna will not misunderstand me. That is our most important sadhana. What is the most important sadhana? That Krishna will not misunderstand me. Doesn't mean that we have to be shameless, you know. If we can be having this consciousness and perform our sadhana very well, then we too, as our scriptures say, can reach that full potential of full of knowledge, full of bliss, and full of eternity. And that's what, you know, Prabhupada is offering through his devotee Sangha. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Thank you, Prabhu, for the wonderful class. I was just thinking about that misunderstanding concept. For me, it is very fascinating to see, okay, Krishna will not misunderstand me. And I see that particular thing is very dangerous, for me at least. Because with that concept, what can happen is I can justify my things, and that avoids me to correct my behavior. And most of the time, misunderstanding happens not just with Krishna. Most of the time, it's happening between the devotees. And that is where, through that, okay, what I am doing whether I'm like, you know, offending that devotee, or maybe I'm like, you know, doing something wrong with that devotee, I justify thinking that, you know, my behavior is right because, you know, Krishna will never misunderstand me because I have a pure intention. But my heart is impure. I am identifying with my mind. So my behavior is not going to be on the pure level. Well, Akrura, definitely he can say like that, Krishna will not misunderstand because he's on a pure level. But on a sadhaka level, how one should understand that Krishna will not understand me?
Again, you know, we see that in our basic, like one devotee said, na, that psychologically we are still misunderstanding. Psychologically we still have problem with faith. Philosophically it's easy. You know, culturally it's easy, but psychologically for a conditioned soul, kind of surrounding we live in, which is a competitive surrounding. You know, you're always surrounded by doubt culture. Right. So much of doubt culture is there. So because of that, when we are doubting our surrounding, that's how I began. You know, when we are doubting our surrounding, it is but natural. Who can say, you know, I don't misunderstand Krishna? Can anybody say like that in the heart of our heart? No, we have doubt in regards to Krishna also, and we have doubt in regards to devotees also. It is not that we are without doubt for Krishna. Because if you are doubtful with large number of devotees, you are doubtful with Krishna also. If you are doubtful with Krishna, you are doubtful with devotees also. That's a, it's a combination of both. No, it is not that we are not doubtful about Krishna.
Oh, no, Krishna will not
mention because my behavior. No, again, I was speaking about, you know, this is, when we say, when I fight with somebody, that is not even a human behavior. When we are acting as animals, when we say, Krishna will not misunderstand, Krishna will say, Re, tu janwar ki vyavar kar raha hai, you know.
Okay,
so, when I am talking about Akrur, when we are talking, there has to be a refined human culture. When there is a refined human culture and people misunderstand you, then you can say like that. But if I am acting like, you know, in normal behavior also, there is a dishonesty. A basic dishonest behavior is there. And that you cannot say, Krishna, you know, will not misunderstand me. First, like our Ravindra Saraprabhu said, first we have to learn to become human beings. If I take a samosa from Gopinapu's plate, of course he doesn't eat samosas. And he will say, Krishna will not misunderstand me. I need to be sent to police station. Forget Krishna misunderstanding. You know, first, you know, somebody has to give me that argumentum bachalam, Prabhupada explains. You know, jo gada hai, usko tum philosophy nahi bol sakte ho. Idhar hum charcha kiski baat kar rahe. We are talking about proper human beings. So there is no question of, therefore I said, we cannot use Krishna will not misunderstand me to use for us to become shameless. Therefore, why basic human behavior is very important. Like Shaman was mentioning 2 days back, we had one meeting again for a conflict which was not based upon misunderstanding caused by refined human behavior, rather misunderstanding caused by, you know, the hostile kind of behavior. So there he made a very, forgot that point. Very nice point he made. Shaman Prabhu made a very beautiful point about, you know, oh, God, Paramatma took it away. Very nice point he made. Where is he? He is in mirror. Very nice point he made. I just forgot it. So there, that, so we have to understand, every situation, every thought process can be misused. You know? We have to understand. Every thought process can be misused. Therefore, it's a very balancing act.
So how to apply the principle of Krishna will not misunderstand me when I am on the animal level?
So therefore, first, when I am saying not you, all of us, to understand that I am fighting on animalistic level. So yeah, misunderstanding nahi. Here punishment is required. What is law of karma? Law of karma doesn't talk about, you know, don't misunderstand, you know, you don't misunderstand. He said, I understand you very well, therefore I'm giving you this. So for animalistic propensity, law of karma is there. for a refined human propensity, then that is there. No, therefore there is no ambiguity. You know, I cannot create. You know, sometimes you know, if I chant one name of Krishna, I can achieve perfection. Bhakti Rasamrita Sundaya, plenty of those examples. Once you go around the temple, you are freed from the Janma Mrutu Jaravadi. Once you offer one small incense to Krishna, and especially if it is made, you know, with pure gobar, and a lot of smoke is there, that goes in your nostril, then you are freed from, you know, taking birth in this world. You know, once you walk around Rati Yatra, abhi to Rati Yatra Bombay mein bara hota hai. One time in your life, if you go behind one Rati Yatra cart, you do not go anymore to Mother Zoom. So one will say, अरे इतना आसान है तो 16 माला क्यों घिसने का? Why should I chant 16 rounds? So Prabhupada says this is a material calculation. What are you understanding from this? You are understanding this principle that bhakti, Krishna from his side, has been so liberal that with less also is giving. And what are you doing with that? तो थोड़ा ही देता हूँ तेरे को. So you are not a devotee. Then we are not devotees. You know, we are that, Prabhupada says that, demigod worshipper. Even demigod worshippers would not behave like that. Usne kaha Durga ko, main tumhe ek bakri dunga. I'll give you a goat if you fulfill my desire. And she fulfilled. And he forgot. And Durga, they said, come on, you had promised for your sake. He said, when I promised you, bakri ka bhav itna tha. No, abhi bhav bad gaya. So Durga said, okay, come on, give me chicken. It's too costly. She said, come on, give me one makhi. Kam se kam makhi to do. Wo act ko pura karo. Bola, tere mandir ke aaju baaju mein itna makhi ghum rahe, uta lena, kyun mujhe satati. No, that mentality, you know, there has to be always complete. Again, why does this happen? Because why do we have this chartered accountants? To find a loophole, right? How do I evade taxes? No, there is no reciprocation. The government is cheating me. And why government is cheating me? Because I am cheating the government. Who is government? Me only. No, we can say corruption itna ho raha hai, utna ho raha hai. Lekin usko bita hai kisne? Maine hi bita hai na. To wo chori karega. Wo hajaro crore rupaye chori karega. Main 100 rupaye chori karunga. Hira chora, khira chora. Attitude is like that, na? So, uske paas wo savlat hai, facility hai, bahut bada chori karne ke liye. Agar mere ko facility milta, wahi ban jata tha. Jitne bhi log jate udhar, pramanikta, you know, transparency, integrity, you know, we are there to move, we are there to change. But what happens? Ghode ka gada ban hi jata hai. Kyunki wahi system se system ko nahi badal sakte ho. From that very system, you cannot change the system. It is not possible. Why? Because it's a world of competition. In competition, you are always threatened. And because you are always threatened, you will also behave the way the other party behave. The system has to change. Therefore, why Prabhupada talks about Varnashram again and again? However much we talk, you know, as long as I live in a conflicting world, you are a competitor. You are going to take away my service. That is my background. You know, you're going to take away my grade. If you get more than me, I will not get my seat. So how can I cooperate with you? Like Radhananda Maharaj mentioned, so when one team wins, at what cost? How many teams are there? 19 teams? They become the losers. Your victory is based upon 19 team losing. So how can you ever cooperate with them? You cannot cooperate because your success is based upon their failure. Neighbor's pride is own, and what is that? Owner's envy is neighbor's pride. Oh, toh bandhi pad gaya na abhi. That is what the material world is. That is what modern material world is. Parantu Vedic Sanskriti kya kehti hai? Sahakaratmak jivan, sahakaratmak jivan, sahakaratmak jivan. Agar sahakaratmak jivan hai, I remember in our brahmachari class, again this was Shaman Prabhu's idea. I'll keep taking his name. You know, he said when he would conduct exams, we used to have exams. And I've seen one of the first experience of my coming to temple, you know, we had exam. Brahmachari exam. Here only, in this area only. And our president was extremely gentle, sophisticated. You know, he was IIT, IIM gold medal. And he conducted the exam. And those who are appearing for these exams, you know, we were about 10 or 12 brahmacharis. They were all extremely talented, intelligent people. I was the only one who was less educated. No? And there was an exam on 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I think 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Wherein that story is there. You know, sparrow. And he conducted the exam. And the prize for exam was, the first prize was one big glass of sweet rice. And the second prize was, you know, half of the size glass, but full glass. But the size was less. And the third prize was, you know, I think the simply wonderful sweets. And the consolation prize was sabko ek ek milega. The exam was done, I still clearly remember. And I was quite shocked because I was just, you know, it was maybe a month after I joined. So then the paper was done and quick testing happened. And the guy who got the first prize, after he got, first he got and drank the sweet rice. And the second guy was testing his paper. If there is a problem with it. And sure enough, he was supposed to be first. But our teacher made the mistake of giving him the second prize. And the guy who got the first prize, he already drank the sweet rice. He enjoyed the sweet rice. And afterwards what happened was, the history, you know. There was such, you know, that president had to be like begging forgiveness. No, you cannot, this is not fair. How can you do such a mistake? No, you already made a mistake because we cannot be rectifying this mistake because oh, glass chala gaya udhar. Then next 2 years, he never even dreamed to have exams. Till Radhanand Maharaj conducted exam in his room. Now, because he was there, so all of us were forced to behave. You know? Not from the hostel perspective, but actually from a proper perspective. So Chamalampu chose one exam. No, he said, let us have exam in such a way that one whoever is a topper, you know, he can only get grades based upon the one who has got lowest mark. That means it's a responsibility of the intelligent people to bring up those who are not so intelligent. So you can increase your grade based upon how you can push other person. So if you get 90%, you get 90, I get 35. What is your score? No, 62. You get about 62. And I get 62. Bale, aisa kyun karo? Mera hard work aur usko 60 kyun do main? That's how we think, na? And that is what the modern exam is. Modern exam is, you know, I have to excel. What is the difference between, I remember when our kids got 93% in school, 10th standard 3 years ago, they were very happy. Wow, 93. And when they went outside of the classroom, they realized 11,000 kids have got 93% in Mumbai. And I saw their face all fell down. My God, are 11,000 logon mein apna 93, matlab, ye toh crowd hi hai na? So that is the problem. The problem is, it is not in Kali Yuga people are demonic. No, and Satyag mein sab log achhe the. Satyag mein Hiranyakashipu apne sinhasan mein baith ke khun pita tha. No, aaj tak koi Manmohan Singh ne aisa toh nahi kiya. Yes, he has not done that. Alag prakar se. He has not done that. So basically, but the problem is the culture. However much we talk, you know, do I create a lifestyle which is actually cooperative one? If I do not create, then whatever philosophy I talk, you know, it's very nice, lofty, wow, fantastic. You know, sab log line pe khade hona chahiye, dusron ko sthan dena chahiye. Maharaj ka kitna aisa lecture hai? No, Pune Yatra mein. Kitne log usko kar paaye? Kyunki ek bathroom aur 20 log line pe hai. Kitne log kar paaye? Practical reality is, it was not possible.
अभी तो बोला, फिर बाद में सुनने का जाके लेक्चर होना, आई फीलिंग सो गिल्टी बिकॉज आई पुश्ड अदर गाय और आई गॉट सम अदर फर्स्ट बाय पुटिंग माय पोजीशन. मैं सीनियर हूं, मैं ब्रह्मचारी हूं, यू नो, मैं काउंसिलर हूं, आगे चला गया मैं, बट देन अगेन आई फील गिल्टी, देन आई गो बैक एंड लिसन टू अनदर लेक्चर, हैवी लेक्चर वेयर सरेंडर, शरणागति, ह्यूमिलिटी, देन अगेन यू गो टू द स्टॉक मार्केट एंड देन यू फाइट. So there is a continuous conflict. So somewhere we may not immediately change, but somewhere we have to start creating a facility where I learn the art of cooperation. Because cooperation mein hi shraddha hoga. Sparda mein shraddha nahi hoga. Sparda mein hamesha samshay hoga. Whether it is this sadhu also, you know, or this brahmachari also, this grihastha also. Gaon ka ek jivan jo hota tha. I'm not saying now immediately go back to your villages. I mean, at least intellectually we have to understand. Intellectually we have to understand that spardatmak jivan ye hamare man mein hamesha samshay rakhega. It will only keep doubts. It is unavoidable. You have to move out of that lifestyle. And you have to find a lifestyle which is cooperative. When there is a cooperative life, cooperation will not depend on you. You depend on me. Ho gaya na, shraddha ki baat aayi gayi. So then naturally you can always depend on Krishna. We'll stop here. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.